Let's do some verb juggling and accelerate your fluency. Sprechen is to speak. Sprechen. How would you say I speak? Ich spreche. How would you say you speak? Du sprichst. How would you say he speaks? Er spricht. You see, sprechen has an E, but in the second and third person, du sprichst, er spricht. We switch the vowel to an I, because it's an irregular verb. Er spricht. How would you say he speaks German? Er spricht Deutsch. How would you say, do you speak German? Sprichst du Deutsch? How would you say, no, I don't speak German. Nein, ich spreche kein Deutsch. You see, we say in German, I speak no German. Ich spreche kein Deutsch. You remember, we have two ways to negate in German, nicht or kein. Kein is like the counterpart of ein. And we use it to negate more kind of the noun. So the German language, ich spreche kein Deutsch, I speak no German. How would you say, does she speak German? Spricht sie Deutsch? How would you say yes? She speaks German and English. Ja, sie spricht Deutsch und Englisch. How would you say which language do you speak? Welche Sprache sprichst du? So you see, which in German is welche. In this case, welche Sprache with an E at the end, because it's die Sprache. Feminine, die has an E at the end. Welche has the same E at the end. So we carry on the same ending. Welche Sprache sprichst du? How would you say which language does he speak? Welche Sprache spricht er? How would you say which language does she speak? Welche Sprache spricht sie? How would you say which languages do you speak? Welche Sprachen sprichst du? How would you say, which languages do you, sir, speak? Welche Sprachen sprechen Sie? How would you say, I speak three languages? Ich spreche drei Sprachen. How would you say in the past, I've spoken? Ich habe gesprochen. You see, gesprochen is the participle for the past. It's irregular. It ends with an en, so it's irregular, gesprochen, and it changes the vowel, gesprochen. There is an o, similar to English. Speak has an e, but spoken has an o. Gesprochen has an o. You remember in the second person singular, we say du sprichst. Ich spreche, du sprichst. So there's a change in the vowel. This is the first sign that it's irregular. So the participle ends with an en because it's an irregular verb. Gesprochen. Ich habe gesprochen. How would you say you have spoken? Du hast gesprochen. How would you say, have you spoken German? Hast du Deutsch gesprochen? How would you say, have you spoken in German? Hast du auf Deutsch gesprochen? So for a language, when in English you say in German, I speak in German, in Italian. In German we say auf Deutsch, auf Spanisch. How would you say, I have spoken in Spanish? Ich habe auf Spanisch gesprochen. How would you say, yesterday I have spoken in Spanish? Gestern habe ich auf Spanisch gesprochen. You see, gestern habe ich, yesterday have I. Remember, the verb in German is always fixed at the second position. And the second verb here, gesprochen, the participle, is kicked to the end. So whenever we have two verbs, the second one is kicked to the end. Gestern habe ich auf Spanisch gesprochen. Yesterday have I in Spanish spoken. How would you say yesterday I spoke in German? Gestern habe ich auf Deutsch gesprochen. How would you say yesterday I spoke in German at work? Gestern habe ich auf Deutsch auf der Arbeit gesprochen. You remember, at work, auf der Arbeit. Gestern habe ich auf Deutsch auf der Arbeit gesprochen. In German, at work, auf Deutsch, auf der Arbeit. How would you say yesterday, I spoke in Spanish at work? Gestern habe ich auf Spanisch auf der Arbeit gesprochen. How would you say, we always speak in English at work? Wir sprechen immer auf Englisch auf der Arbeit. Great! Next time we'll go through the verb schreiben, to write. Schreiben, to write. Like when you say, I need to write an email. So here's what I want you to do now. Take this verb now and juggle it around. Build just three simple sentences, saying them out loud. Just three simple sentences. This will take you just 1 minute. In the next episode, you'll hear my take on this verb. So talk to you soon. Bis bald. If you want to get the script and translation of the key sample sentences I use in each podcast lesson, just head over to herrprofessor.com/podcast and sign up to my newsletter at the top of the page. And in order to receive my emails, make sure to confirm your subscription in the first email I send you. In each email, I will add the link to the podcast lesson and all the key sample sentences I use. Talk to you soon. Bis bald.